Good morning to you and happy Easter to one and all. This is the day when our Lord Jesus Christ was raised gloriously from the dead. Throughout the world, Christians celebrate the awesome power of God as Jesus Christ calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We and all Christ's people are to shine as lights in the world to the glory of God the Father. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned and the way to life stands open. In our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. The message of Easter does not change really from year to year. The date does, but the message of Easter is the same and is the basis for our Christian faith. Jesus dies on a cross at the hands of others, is put into the tomb, and 3 days later is no longer there, but is alive. And there ends my sermon this morning. It's a little bit like the Christmas story in some respects. We hear it every year. And so when it comes around, you kind of think, what is there new to draw out of this story? Particularly from Matthew's account that we heard this morning. Well, let's go back to the boxes that we had earlier on. We have a large stone. There was a large stone, probably much bigger than this one, that covered the tomb that Jesus died in. It was there to stop the disciples of Jesus going in and taking his body and then telling everyone that he had miraculously come back to life and risen, when in fact all they'd done was remove the body. That's why in other accounts of the Easter story, there are guards watching over the tomb, as well as this one, to make sure that no one tried to get in or out. In Matthew's account, we have the fact that an earthquake and an angel move the stone. And then the angel sits on it and says to the woman that are there, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, to come and... What do we use binoculars for? To see. Mary, Magdalene and Mary are told to come and see. To see for themselves that Jesus is no longer there. The best way for us to find out things for ourselves is to sometimes to go and look. Sometimes with the help of Google or Alexa to find out things, or physically to go and have a look at what is going on. To discover it for ourselves. And to find out what we've been told is true. And that's the invitation of Easter to all of us. To come and to see. To come and see and meet with Jesus. As we worship with the hymns that we sing, what we hear, with the readings that we have, with the prayers. And we hear God's word once again, fresh to us. We're invited to come and see as we join together to receive communion later in our service, or if you would like a blessing, we're invited to come and meet in the breaking of that bread together to share as one community. We, just like the characters in the Bible we have met over the last few weeks, Nicodemus, the Samaritan woman, Mary and Martha, all of whom had either people or themselves come and see Jesus, or they took Jesus to see someone. And that's the invitation to you this morning, too, to come and see, to discover for yourselves who Jesus is, and to continue on that journey of faith with him. But that isn't all. Why do we have maps? Usually they're on our phones these days, admittedly. But sometimes it's good to have a paper map. That way around. Why do we use maps? Go on. Shout it out for me. Why do we use a map? To look to find our way across places. So we know where we're going. Most of us in the car these days will just plug our phone in and Google Maps does the rest for us as to where to go. I'm old enough to remember having a map book open on the seat next to me while trying to drive and trying to casually look across to check I was going in the right place. The women who are greeted by the angel are told to go back to where the disciples gathered and to tell them that Jesus will meet them in Galilee. They're told to go, but that's not all. They're told to tell. When we've got good news to share, or just news in general, we tend to pick up a phone and call a family member, a friend, or we text them, or we put it on social media. And the women are told to go and tell the disciples the message that the angel has given them. They look inside the tomb for themselves. They see that Jesus is no longer there. They're told that he has been raised and is going ahead of them to Galilee. And at this point, the two women haven't even seen Jesus yet. The angel has told them to go, to tell, but they haven't actually seen Jesus before they turn around and start their journey back to where the disciples are. And as they do this, they see Jesus, who says to them, "Greetings," which when translated is more of a hello than anything else. They see the risen Christ before them and they fall at his feet and they worship him. Come see, go tell that Jesus is no longer there. He is risen. So the message of Easter is a simple one. Come see, go tell. Come see the empty tomb. Come see that the risen Christ, as we meet together today to worship and pray. Come and see for yourselves God's own Son, Jesus, who brought the relationship between us humans and God back to a place where we can know God's love for ourselves. Come, see. Go, tell. Go and tell others about Jesus. Go and tell others about who Jesus is and what he has done, and spread that message of love to those in our village, in our workplaces, in the schools that we go to, in the groups and the clubs that we belong to. Go and tell those who we know and meet about the love that God has for them, all made possible through Jesus' death and resurrection. The message that the women told and passed on was one of the tomb being empty, of seeing the risen Christ in all his glory. They were willing to risk not being heard or not being believed, but were still prepared to go and tell and pass on the news that what Jesus had said would happen had happened. So this Easter time, as we eat chocolate eggs and share together with family, let us not hear the message of God's love once more and let it pass us by, but let us go and tell those we know and love about our Christian faith and invite them to come and see what it is all about and to discover God's love for themselves. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Jesus Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill you with his new life, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Easter day, and with all those whom you love, now and always. Amen. Amen. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia.